Good morning, Pastor Raymond M. Gordon, a continuation of our Monday morning maneuvers and motivations. As we pick back up from Psalm 46, a song of Korah, we were saying last week that the psalmist begins with God, as if God is our refuge, hiding place, and strength, very present help in the time of trouble, and life is short and full of trouble. As trouble enters our lives, he says, therefore we will not fear. Fear, false evidence appearing real. We will not fear, no matter how things look. And then he gives us this psychological reversal of creation. And we said last time we met that in creation, God brought the earth and the vegetation out of the sea. And he says, though the earth be removed, go back into the sea, though the waters roar thereof, there is a stream, there's a river that shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. Meaning, this imaginative language is that God is in the midst of your problems. He's right there. Listen, he allowed it, and he's going to dispel it, and he's going to make you more faithful in it. Though the earth be removed, though the mountain be carried, he said God is in the midst of her, and he goes on to say, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease. It's God who makes your wars to cease, verse 9, and it's God who breaks the bow of the enemy and the spear in sunder. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So the picture in Psalm 46 is that of a castle with walls. The enemy is all outside of the castle, ready to come in and subdue you. And the enemy says, let's just wait them out. They're going to run out of food. They're going to run out of water. And when they do, they open the gates and we're going to kill them all. And what mystifies the enemy is that they've been waiting a long time and you have not run out of food. You have not run out of water. And they don't understand why. The reason is, when you look at this psalm, there is a river. There's a stream underground that the enemy can't see that keeps flowing into the camp to sustain you. God has sustaining power in your life that the enemy can't see. God has sustaining power in your life that you don't even see. When I'm ready to give up, he shows up. When I'm ready to throw the towel in, God encourages me to stand. So then he says in this psalm, verse 10, be still, stop striving, stop trying to fix things, stop trying to work everything out, stop trying to control things, and I'm talking to myself, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will, amen, be exalted in the earth, the Lord of hosts. Host is the angelic host. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob, the God of covenant, is our refuge, Selah. Stop, pause, and think on that. Listen, being still is very hard. Letting go is very hard. Letting God is very hard. Let it be is very hard. We do it by faith. Lord, I've come to the end of my road. I've been praying for my kids. Things don't seem to be getting better. I've been praying for my marriage. I've been praying for finance. I've been praying for my health. Things don't seem to be better. But God, I'm going to let it go. Be still and know that I'm God. Notice in closing what he said. Not just be still. Not just let go. Not just let God. Be still and by faith know that I am God. He's the God who can perform a miracle. He's a God who can change a situation. He's a God who can create victory. And that's our line for 2018. Let's learn to be still. When problems come up, when we feel like giving up, Lord, this is yours, not mine. I'm going to transfer this to you as I trust you with my entire life. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you.